Halloween means costumes, candy, ghosts, green monsters, and a novelty song to top them all.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Not Bobby Pickett's 1962 classic Monster Mash. Well, yes, Bobby Pickett's 1962 classic Monster Mash, but also another novelty song of later vintage from 2007 and originally just 7 seconds long.
Your wolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary, boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
That's Tracy Morgan as Tracy Jordan on the NBC sitcom 30 Rock. Showrunner Robert Carlock wrote the first line.
So my contribution was just boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
That's Tammy Sager, writer on the show.
And the whole inspiration for that is just what happens at a bar mitzvah. Boys become men. Men become wolves.
Better to attack the dessert table. The song struck a chord.
It got a lot of attention, which we were very excited about. And it was also a time where, like, things were not on YouTube, or if they were, NBC would take them down. So it was on this NBC site, and people would watch, like, a full-minute commercial to watch this 15-second clip. So it was, like, we knew right away this was really big. And I think the episode was right before Halloween, and we were like, how do we capitalize on this?
So they expanded the snippet to a full song.
Aw, man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my half Torah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door.
Again, it fell to Tammy Sager to flesh out the werewolf song, if you please. She wrote more lyrics and shared them with Robert Carlock.
His notes on it were, it's too straightforward. It's Tracy, so it has to, like, fall apart and go off the rails.
I mean, wolves.
I just don't think the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty.
Jeff Richmond wrote the music. They brought in Tracy Morgan to record the full track. Donald Glover, then a 30 Rock writer, and now Grammy-winning musician Childish Gambino, added lines as Tracy's friend.
But then also, there was a change in lyrics, or there was some stuff that Tracy just didn't record. So Donald went in and recorded some stuff as Tracy.
I heard the song before I actually watched the episode, and I'm just like, this stands on its own merits, and I continue to feel that way about it.
That's Washington Post columnist Alexandra Petri. She's obviously a fan. She ranked it the number 3 Halloween song of all time. The list published last week behind only Andrew Gold's Spooky Scary Skeletons and, of course, Monster Mash.
And it's such a great tribute to, like, you know, Bobby Pickett and all the novelty. Like, it has that vibe while also having its own story.
Alexandra Petri says she appreciates that the song features a holistic appreciation of werewolves.
These werewolves, like, they have a faith tradition that means a lot to them. I just feel like it's nice that there's so much going on in the werewolf experience that isn't just about, you know, gazing at the moon and baying.
Tammy Sager thinks one of the strengths is the song's attention to detail.
Honestly, like, we get into it about what a bar mitzvah is. Like, Temple Beth Emanuel and the Haftarah.
Does she think it's a Halloween song that will last?
The fact that it is listened to and remembered is amazing.
And she likes to hear the song in its native habitat.
They played it at my nephew's bar mitzvah, but I think that was because Aunt Tammy was there.